Another Old Settlers Day celebration. You are in charge of the ranch rodeo at the arena there. Oh, it's coming up here pretty quick, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be here before we know it. So Friday night's the ranch rodeo, and Saturday afternoon is the kids rodeo. So got a weekend full of stuff going on.
Now, I saw your post the other day that you're filling a lot of entries. You're filling up pretty well, aren't you? Pretty good.
Yeah, we filled up on the bronc riding almost immediately. We took 20 bronc riders this year, and we've got several guys on reserve in case we have some no-shows. That was a good deal for us. And we're still taking some teams in the ranch rodeo event. We've got about 10 teams right now. We'll take up to 15. But other than that, I mean, things are rolling along.
I'm sure this recent rains have muddied things up a little bit over the arena, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to do some dirt work, that's for sure. It's going to be a good thing, though. Last few years have been so dry, it got dusty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it should be just right, shouldn't
it? Yeah, we might not have to haul near as much water down there this year.
Different ranch rodeo events taking place for this 2-day stretch, right?
So Friday we'll start with the bronc riding. Well, we'll start with the Calcutta at 6:30. We'll Calcutta the ranch rodeo teams and the bronc riders. Then after that, we'll have the open ceremony and kick off with the first 10 bronc riders, and then go into the ranch rodeo itself. And then before the short go of the ranch rodeo, we'll run the last 10 broncs. We're pretty well running the same events as last year. We've got the team doctoring, the double mugging, and the double trailer loading. Pretty much your basic events that you see at most every ranch rodeo around the area anymore. We've been scratching our heads trying to find some new events, this year we kind of just, things are just happening really fast this year. So we kind of just went with the old reliable, it's good watching. Everybody enjoys it, and should be a good time.
And backed by popular demand, the Ranch Bronx.
Yes, yep, we got filled up on that quick. We had a really good turnout for that last year, and I expect it to be even better this year. So,
and some added money this year to the events, is that right?
Yeah, there's 3,000 added in the ranch rodeo itself. We've been doing that every year, and there'll be probably 1,000 added into the bronc riding. So, we turn the bronc riding over there to Mayfield Horse Company, and they pretty well run that for us, and they do a really good job. So they have a heck of a following. They call us and say, we're full already. Good deal.
that's what you want to hear, isn't it?
Absolutely.
So that's Friday night, and then the kids' rodeo is then on Saturday.
Yep. So, and it's this year it is part of the Gene Jolly's circuit, the Southwest Nebraska Kids Rodeo Association. So Indianola is a qualifier for the finals, which is held the following weekend, I believe it is. Yeah, the finals are on August 19th, and so you can qualify through the kids' rodeo in Indianola. And I know there says they're going to take, they got a head limit, but I talked to Gene, and he said if we get some more kids that want to get in, we'll get them in. But make sure you get a hold of them and enter the kids up in the steer riding and the calf riding and all that good stuff. And that starts at entries start at 12:30, and then it kicks off at 2:00, I believe.
So you got the parade in the morning, got some of the kids the stuff in the park, and they'll have plenty of time to do that, and then the rodeo.
Yeah, we try to work around the kids' schedule that way they can go do the park thing and then come down the arena and get on a sheep or whatever they're doing. And we've had a lot of kids in that the last 5 years. I didn't even know we had so many kids in the area.
Oh, hopefully you'll have even more this year.
That's right.
Why not?
That's right.
Why not? That's on Saturday. So
that's Saturday. Yep.
There is just a small fee at the gate on Friday. Correct.
Yeah. Friday is it's $10 entry fee. 12 and under is free, and we've kept it that way every year. And I guess we don't really have any plans on changing it, and we like the kids to come out and have a good time, and so.
For the pre-registration for the Friday events, you've got a deadline for Monday, I do believe, right?
Yeah, but I will take teams up until the day if we're not filled up, and you can call me at 308-340-7456 or Alex Haig at 308-737-1197, and we'll get you entered up if we're not filled up by then. So
this kicks off a great weekend. Old Settlers, I think it's what, the 122nd Old Settlers?
122nd Old Settlers.
Wow. Yep.
And I believe this is, well, there's been some, we've had some controversy. This is the 150th year of Indianola or the 151st year of Indianola. So either way, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, a long time. Always a great event. Always they have great stuff Friday, Saturday, and again on Sunday. So hopefully Mother Nature can, we love the rainfall and everything. Yeah. Hopefully Mother Nature can be kind that weekend.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope we don't. We'll run it rain or shine, but it looks like it's not going to be near as hot this year.
That's the kicker right there. Gosh, that heat and humidity.
Oh, last year was nasty.
It drain you in a hurry, can it?
Yeah, we've darn sure had some guys get a little overheated.
Yeah. Yep. So. Yep, I'm sure everybody will have plenty of water around there just in case it is a hot day.
Plenty of water. Yeah, bring your own coolers. We don't care. You can bring your own cooler in there. And yeah, we will have concessions. I believe the Southwest kids are doing a root beer float deal.
Mm-hmm.
I know there'll be some other vendors in there. Dick Haig will be there with Bottom Dollar Ranch. There'll be some other vendors, things to walk around, and yeah, you shouldn't go hungry. And I know the Rocket will probably deliver down there. They have in the past, and Nick said that if they run out of food and give him a call, he can bring pizza down there. So
all right, gonna be a great weekend again. The Ranch Rodeo at the arena there, just on the west side of Indianola. Calcut at 6:30 on Friday, rodeo starts at 7.
Yep.
All right, did we miss anything this morning?
I don't think so, Rich. I think it's pretty much covered our bases here.
Thank you very much for coming in. It's a week from tomorrow, so you got a week left to get everything ready to go, and it will, you'll have everything ready to go by then.
Oh yeah, we always worry that we won't, but somehow we pull it off.
You'll do just fine. Thanks again, Mike.
Want to add that for the kids deal, to enter, they have an email address to enter, and it is swnekidsrodeo@gmail.com, and they ask if you include your kid's name, which event, either weight, age, and phone number, and they'll take your entries on the day of the event. But that's we're running that this year through Gene Jolly's circuit, because his finals fall the weekend after ours, so we thought that'd be a nice deal so these kids can qualify. And he does a payback. These kids win money.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right. So it's like you said, it's qualifiers, so you move on after that.
Yep. Then they have their finals at the Kiplinger, and he has a pretty good payout.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right. SWKidsRodeo@gmail.com is that email again.
Yeah, SWNE, so Southwest Nebraska Kids Rodeo at Gmail.